How wonderful to be invited to the ball. I'd never have expected a commoner such as myself would be allowed into the rarefied air of the elite, our wonderful rulers. But you, Prince Charming, have truly opened your doors and your heart to your kingdom. I feel I must thank you for your wonderful generosity. But I am a mere peasant girl. My name? Cinderella. Sadly, thus named because my family have spurned me, pushed me to manual labor, wherein I find myself daily covered in soot and ash and cinders. Do not feel bad, Your Highness. I am blessed this day to visit this place, this glorious castle. And might I be so bold to have this dance? You know, I've dreamed of a moment like this since I was a little girl, to be afforded such delightful company, luxury, and opulence. To spend a lifetime this way. Alas, we have but an evening. But let us enjoy it, Your Highness. Let's dance. And as we move, please pull me close to you. Let me enjoy this. It is fleeting, of course. I will return to my station at the stroke of midnight. But until then, I want to feel the music reverberate in this cavernous ballroom. I want to feel the beat of your heart against my breast. Your hand on my hip feels so divine, Your Highness. And your other on my shoulder, leading me. I am your humble servant, and I shall accept your guidance. Let yourself feel the motion spin you as you waltz, as we twirl and spiral around the room. I do so love these moments, this rare freedom from the humdrum of my life. Oh, I wish truly to have more of this. Your gentle, caring touch, holding me in your strong arms as we spin, as you spiral around. You see my dress flowing long and delicate down to my shoes, sparkling in ice blue. Did I catch your eye, Your Highness? I noticed you looking before now. Looking from across the room at my dainty feet. Perhaps you find them enchanting. The way the diamonds inlaid in them capture the light and spread it back, sparkling and twinkling like starlight. Mayhap the shape of the shoe, the delicate curve to the pointed heel, is what draws your attention. Or something about how my soft skin presses against the fabric. Is it the motion or simply the shoe, or the foot which occupies it? What seems to have your eyes so drawn, Your Highness? As you twirl me around, as you lead me, your humble servant, around this glorious ballroom, the one you shall inherit, no doubt. And yet, of all the things you could look at here, my dear, you find yourself staring at a lady's feet. What does that tell me about you? What does it speak to, prithee? Doth the prince have something to share? No? Then dance. Let the spiraling motion take your worries away. Breathe deep, back straight, and move. 1, 2, 3. That's right, to the rhythm of the music. 1, 2, 3. Let it lull your mind into that rhythm, that focus only on me. Let the room slip away now. Let it slide from view, as if only we exist in this vast kingdom, in this glorious room. There is only us. There is only this precious moment. And you can twirl and swirl within it, with me, always close. Close to your heart. Eyes down to the floor, to the sparkling gleam of my beautiful shoes, where my soft, smooth feet reside. 1, 2, 3. Moving our feet, leading me, or following mine. Which, my dear prince, is it? Does it truly matter? I think perhaps it does not. I fear you are becoming transfixed, focused only on this moment. You and I whirling around this room as my hem swishes and shows flashes of the shoes, the heel, the motion, letting yourself fall into that rhythm. 1, 2, 3. You find you can sink into this moment so beautifully, like my dress, my shoes. Were you able to look, my eyes could captivate you. They would look at you wide with wonder, up at you, my prince, and show you how I am ready to be yours, your lady, were I not of common blood. Yet, my eyes hold rather less interest for you, do they not? My feet appear to be what captures your attention. What draws your eye? And that, my dear prince, is quite all right. I am, of course, happy for you, your highness, to look where you desire. You are the ruler here, after all. I am but a guest in your court, a maiden fair, enjoying her moment in the spotlight of the man who would be king. All too fleeting, don't you think? If only we could stay like this forever. 1, 2, 3. And this pretty, perfect rhythm of shoes sliding and slipping in a spiraling swirl across the dance floor. Of your eyes spinning now too, spinning with a yearning for the pretty feet you lead, or that guide you. My slender hand on your body, my tender frame yours to lead. Yours. And you would like that, I am sure, to have me, perhaps for the evening. Though no doubt you have your choices of princesses and courtesans. Do any of them have feet which captivate you so? The delicate feet of a dancer, that move with such grace. Were it only true that my grace came from dance classes at a palace, and not my flirtations with a broom in the kitchen of the hovel I must share. One day perhaps I can find a way to somewhere more fitting for my pretty perfect feet. Would you agree? Do you find yourself sinking into the rhythm more and more? 1, 2, 3. Letting it guide you into a wonderfully focused feeling of being relaxed. Relaxed in my presence. Your Highness, you need not worry with me. You may shed the etiquette that commands your duty. You may simply relax with me. Sink into this perfect moment. We only have so long together. As I have this one night when the castle gates open, and allow it a woman of my lowly stature. But you could never, could you, have a woman such as me defile your palace once more? And yet, I know my dainty feet have your attention, have your focus. As we dance and spin and spiral, you find them pulling your focus more and more. You may find it hard to think of much of anything else, my darling prince, and that is quite all right. I am but a humble peasant. You may look upon me as you wish, and as you become more captivated, increasingly mesmerized and lost in our dance, you may let go of your status and simply be. Be with me, for this one evening, just now with me, lost in the thrilling sounds of the music, of the orchestra as they play, and you hold me and we move and dance and twirl and spin, and you stare upon my shoes, my feet, the skin above the vamp, the slightest hint of my toes on display. I wonder if you would prefer me barefoot, or still in these heels. Were you to take me now to your bedchamber? Were I to clamber onto your enormous comfortable bed and dangle my feet over the edge? Dangle my shoe from my foot, letting it move up and down in rhythm. 1, 2, 3. And let you lose yourself in that, your highness. Would you look upon me, lost in the motion, hypnotized by my pretty feet? Or would you take me like one of your courtesans, roughly ripping the fabric of my dress and pulling down my undergarments? Would you untie my corset and enjoy the bounty of my chest? Or would this be akin to your thoughts now, focused solely upon my delightfully slender feet, in a pair of the most darling of heels? Would you fall to your knees and take my shoe in your hand? Take it slowly from my foot and press it to your nose. Take a long, slow breath, smelling the inside, the leather and sweat, the wonderful aroma of me. My feet, divinely arched and aching for a rub, for kissing, for licking. You could place my icy blue shoes upon the wooden floor and stare at the perfect foot before you. And mayhap I would wiggle my toes and let you stare. Transfixed, mindful of thoughts and ideas of worshipping them. Or perhaps I would simply rock my foot back and forth and send you spiraling ever deeper. Send you into a trance of lust and love. For you do love my feet, don't you, Prince? Perhaps you could plant true love's kiss upon my big toe and submit yourself to me as your ruler. Is that rather silly of me to say, a commoner suggesting such things? But I have dreamt of a prince charming since I was but a girl. not like this, but now as a woman, I can understand that a man must have his perversions. And yours is a sweet one. A desire to feel the tender caress of my soul upon your slack-jawed face. A need to feel the motion of my toes between your lips as you silk on them. A yearning to taste the sweat on my soles after I have danced with you all evening. Come closer, my prince, and keep listening. 1, 2, 3. As you fall deeper into the spell of my fabulous feast. And see that foot before you rocking back and forth, making your eyes follow it, making you need to feel its touch. Gentle. And perhaps not so gentle, the other foot still in a heel pressed upon your private parts. Oh, your highness, to think of the things we could do together. Your face beneath both my soles as we lay upon your silken cheeks. My foot rubbing your delightfully stiff members slowly up and down as you feel yourself leaking. It's sliding down your shaft and making my teasing all the more sensual. Your mind is being consumed by these thoughts. Your cute little mouth kissing all the way from toes to ankles and back down. My heels spiking into your leg and making you squirm and stutter. Not very regal anymore, my prince, but I told you. As you dance to the wonderful rhythm, 1, 2, 3. You can let go of all your airs and graces with me. You can be as the beast and I the beauty. A lusting thing enamored with the feet of a commoner. How utterly delicious. What a love story for the ages. The tale of your mouth and my toes. The tale of your prick and my soles. Did I speak out of turn? Or do you like hearing a little filth from the streets of the kingdom? Perhaps as we spin and twirl in our decadent dance, you can feel yourself relaxing and simply enjoying me. I may not be of your status, but I am perfectly capable in your presence of eliciting a particular response. And I wish truly that we could keep this moment alive forever. That we could dance for eternity. I never want to leave such opulence as this with you, my prince. My foot-worshipping ruler. Perhaps we could do this again sometime. No, I am sorry. No, I speak out of turn. You are royal. And I am but a woman of no fortune. Of classless upbringing from a hovel on the edges of your lands. Yet, you do find yourself drawn to my feet, do you not? As if by magic. As if under a spell. You may find that they have a pull you simply cannot deny. An irresistible force that commands your attention. Demands it. I do. I demand your attention. Your focus. For this dance. 1, 2, 3. For this moment. This moment we are sharing that neither of us, I think, wish to leave. For I would rejoice in escaping my family and their hideousness, and I know you would delight in servicing my feet night after night. Yet, we cannot. We are of different worlds. You would have to bring me here and marry me, make me your princess, or there would never be another chance to see my pretty feet, to finally feel them upon your lips. To let them caress your aching tongue and needy prick. To feel yourself becoming lost in their soaring arches and porcelain skin. To fall to your knees and lick and lap at the leather of the soles. To suckle upon the heel and feel its hardness only equal to your own. That is your deepest desire, my prince. And I feel you know that in unlocking it, I have become a part of your world, whether by destiny or design. A magic spell has been woven upon your mind in the spiraling and swirling dance and the sparkling gem of my shoes. 1, 2, 3. You fall into it, deeper and deeper giving into this flight of fancy. These forbidden desires that you can no longer contain. I fear, your highness, that you cannot escape this need. That you now are utterly under the spell of my feet. And you simply must taste and feel worship and serve them. You must dress them in the finest of leathers and silks and satins. You must give them the royal treatment they deserve. You must bathe them in the wetness of your tongue and submit to the supple sensation of them against you. You must be my royal foot slave. But alas, my prince, you can only do this by marrying me, by becoming my husband, my prince, and I your princess, your queen someday. Every day, and the woman you worship with the prettiest, daintiest, most seductive and sensual feet in the kingdom. And now, this time has come for me to leave, my prince. We must part ways for now. But you will find me. You will come to me. And should you have any doubts, I leave one shoe for you to entertain yourself with. And when your desire overcomes you, you will find me and place it once more on my foot and ask for my hand in marriage. But now, my prince, I must leave before the stroke of midnight. I bid you farewell, and I expect your visit soon. And my return to your, our wonderful palace. Until then, my prince, savor my scent.